He was a football star who went on to less than stellar roles in movies and TV. Then O.J. Simpson found his biggest celebrity in the courtroom. In 1995, he was acquitted of murdering his former wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ron Goldman. 2 months ago, a jury in Las Vegas found Simpson guilty. This morning, he'll be sentenced for 12 felonies related to a robbery he and six other men committed last year. NPR's Ted Robbins says Simpson is likely to get a significant amount of prison time.
Quick background. More than a year ago, O.J. Simpson led a group of men, two of whom had guns, to a room at the Palace Station Hotel and Casino. Inside the room, sports memorabilia dealers Bruce Fremong and Alfred Beardsley had a lot of things, including signed Simpson footballs and family photos. Simpson wanted the stuff, so he had a friend, Thomas Riccio, arrange a meeting. Riccio made an obscenity-laced audio recording of what happened next. That "don't let nobody out of here" you heard from Simpson led to a kidnapping charge, along with assault and robbery, after Simpson and his friends left with boxes of items, including things which never belonged to him. Four of Simpson's partners turned and testified against him in exchange for reduced charges. One, C.J. Stewart, stood trial with Simpson. Throughout the trial, Judge Jackie Glass was notably harsh with the defense, but she told jurors not to punish Simpson now because they thought he might have gotten away with murder before.
The case that we are trying here is totally separate from what happened in that case.
It took the Vegas jury 13 hours to convict both men on all the charges. Since then, the 61-year-old Simpson has been sitting in a cell awaiting sentencing. The likely minimum, 6 years. The maximum, life. According to recently filed court documents, the State Parole and Probation Division recommendation will be 18 years. Even Simpson's own lawyers admit that he was stupid to attempt the robbery, but former Las Vegas municipal judge and now defense attorney David Figler says 18 years for someone with no prior convictions is over the top.
Given all the circumstances and what we have to accept as the lack of criminal history of the parties involved, probation would always be on the table, or something along the lines of 1 to 2 years.
Judge Glass will likely give Simpson a lecture, as she's known to do, before imposing sentence. Simpson will probably appeal. The grounds are expected to be that it was an all-white jury for the two black defendants. Simpson's co-defendant, C.J. Stewart, will likely ask for a new separate trial because he was tied to a celebrity. Attorney and former Judge David Figler says he may get one, and both men may get the state Supreme Court to drop one charge.
I think that the Nevada Supreme Court would have a hard time feeling that kidnapping was really one of the things that occurred in this exchange and this demand for the merchandise.
No one was injured, and even the two victims have said it was all a mistake. So the question is, why was O.J. Simpson prosecuted so harshly?
I don't know, other than who wants to be the one who let O.J. go again?
Not prosecutors in Clark County, Nevada. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Las Vegas.